I'm Andrew Green with this week's Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Atomic Blonde at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. Atomic Blonde is a new spy action thriller movie starring Charlize Theron and James McAvoy. It's about a female spy who goes to Berlin during the tail end of the Cold War to try to retrieve a list of top secret agents. This list might fall into the hands of the Soviets, which would cause all kinds of problems. So the list is somewhere in either East or West Berlin. Charlize doesn't know, and she has to find it. She teams up with another British agent in Berlin, played by James McAvoy. He's a bit eccentric, I'll just say. Anyway, what follows from there is a high-intensity, violent, and very stylish movie that just isn't all that great. Look, it's not as though Atomic Blonde is poorly made. On the contrary, it's shot well, it has excellent fight choreography. Charlize Theron throws herself into this role as a tough-as-nails secret agent who sometimes just happens to bathe in ice water. She has to do a lot of physical work in Atomic Blonde, and I applaud that. It's just that, well, the plot of this movie isn't very good. Not even the great James McAvoy, who is my favorite actor, by the way, could make this story all that interesting. Berlin is full of spies in Atomic Blonde, and we have no idea who to trust. Yada, yada, yada. These spies keep double-crossing each other. We don't know who's good and who's bad. And eventually they start doing things with McAvoy's character that I did not like. By the end of the film, Atomic Blonde is firing plot twists at us faster than the characters are throwing punches at each other. I will say there's one extended fight sequence involving Charlize Theron and a bunch of KGB guys that is impressive to look at, but it gets old. They shoot the scene in such a way as to make it seem like it's all one take, even though I could tell where the cuts were, and it just drags and drags. It started out really good, but I was bored of this fight scene by the end of it, and that could actually explain the entire movie. They started with something good, but then they just ruin it by giving us too much. The plot twist at the end of Atomic Blonde annoyed me the most. I sat in my theater thinking, no more twists. Please, movie, no more twists. And this relentless film ignored my pleas and just kept doing it. Again, Charlize Theron is good in Atomic Blonde. James McAvoy is great in the movie, for that matter. The whole cast is pretty solid. We've got Eddie Marsden and John Goodman. Toby Jones even pops up in this thing. The visuals are nicely done. Atomic Blonde goes for a sort of neon 80s look that works pretty well. And again, the action is well shot. If only this movie had a better story. If you're on the fence about Atomic Blonde, I'd recommend passing. It'll only be out for another week or so, and that's for a fairly good reason. It's not that great. Instead, I recommend that you check out Logan Lucky. I give Atomic Blonde a 2.5 out of 5 for this week's Flick Pick.